Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory and honor, honor and glory be given to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and unto the ages of all ages, amen. Over the last 15 weeks, we have been experiencing the depth and the beauty of God's love and His salvation for each and every one of us. And I say this because of the following. Over the last 15 weeks, the focus of the church has been on the work of grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus to each and every one of us. So we've had 7 weeks of Lent, and then one additional week, Holy Week, that's 8 weeks. Then we celebrated the Feast of the Resurrection and 7 weeks of the Holy Pentecost season. So it's a total of 15 weeks. We call this the very heart of the church life and the church calendar. And having experienced God's incredible love to each and every one of us and His work of salvation for each person, we now come to a period which we call ordinary time or general time in the life of the church, in which the church focuses now on the work of the Holy Spirit in our life and in the life of the entire church. Gospel this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5 in the very early years or early stages of Christ's ministry. And our Lord Christ is present in a place in which a person is in need of healing, and they bring the person down from the roof. The same story is repeated again in the Gospels, okay, later on in the month of October, or the month of Baba. It's taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 2. So you're very familiar with the story of the healing of a person who is paralyzed, he can't move whatsoever. The message of the Holy Spirit for each and every one of us this morning is our very loving, our incredibly gracious, compassionate, forgiving Lord is our healer. Today, many people are in need of healing. Many people are in need of healing for a variety of reasons, as I will explain shortly. And we come to Christ every day. We come with faith. We come with a lot of hope. We come with a lot of expectation that Christ will heal me and heal those who are in need of healing. And we just finished a prayer now in which we said, "You are the healing of us all." And we mean it. You are the source of abundant healing. And when it comes to Christ healing people, you'll notice the following. Sometimes people run to Jesus, to Him, and they say to Him, "Heal me." For example, the blind man called Bartimaeus, he kept on running and shouting, saying, "Son of David, Son of David, have mercy upon me." To the extent that everyone said, "What do you want? How can I help? That I may have my sight back." Some run to Jesus, and they run to Him for the needs of others, like the Canaanite woman, "Son of David, also have mercy upon me. My daughter is demon-possessed." So that's one category. The other category is Jesus goes to them, like the paralytic man at the poolside who was there for 38 years. And there are those who do not run to Christ, nor Christ goes to them, but they are in need of people to take them to Christ, like this morning's person who is paralyzed, totally incapacitated, and needs someone to carry him to Christ. In all circumstances, okay, the Lord, who is the Son of Righteousness and healing in His wings, provides this healing. And He says to me and you this morning, "Come unto me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." Because as St. Augustine says, our souls are restless, and they'll always remain less restless until they find their rest in Him. And our Lord Jesus Christ has the incredible sonography, or the x-ray, that goes right through the soul. So when you do a scan on your head, it goes, spins once and spins again to find out what's up here, correct? Or any part of the body. Our Lord, who is the true physician of souls, bodies, and spirits, can see right through what you and I cannot see, and can always provide that healing which we all need. And St. Peter captures this message and says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Today, the message of the Holy Spirit to us is this: we have an incredible, compassionate, loving, gracious, forgiving Lord from whom we take all these necessary healing that we need in order to be able to heal others around us, and we also feel healing and closure. So in today's world, what kind of healing do we need? Okay? And please don't underestimate this, because this is a very important element of our day-to-day walk. Some people need physical healing. Some people need spiritual healing. Some people may need emotional healing. Some people may need healing from addictions. Some people may need healing from insecurities that they have. Some people may need healing from past wounds which they are still carrying and they haven't had a closure to it whatsoever. Variety of people in a variety of stages. And no one can say that he or she does not need the healing of Christ. Because if you look at the four Gospels, you'll find our Lord Jesus Christ is consistently either healing or he is teaching. Throughout all the four Gospels, there is consistent healing of people who are lame, who are paralyzed, who are blind, who've got leprosy, a variety of illnesses, diseases, and those who are in need of teaching in order to draw them to the kingdom. And he is the provider for all those who call upon him. Okay? In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, it says this: I will restore health to you, I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds. Mm-hmm. And don't underestimate people, and don't overlook people who carry a variety of different wounds, okay, around you. Therefore, for us as Christians, we need to be more than just sympathetic and more than just empathetic, but to be able to provide the grace that comes from the Lord through each and every one of you by being so Christ-like with his image and likeness, so that people are not further and further wounded and hurt, but they are truly restored, particularly when they come every Sunday for prayer and for worship. The physical healing we know. I just mentioned something about spiritual healing, inner spiritual healing. Our Lord Jesus says this: I will cleanse you from all your iniquities by which you have sinned against me. This is in the book of Jeremiah. And in the book of Ezekiel, Jesus says, I will take away their hearts of stones and give them hearts of flesh. I will sprinkle water on them, and I'll give them from my spirit. Spiritual healing is very, very important for our spiritual growth and our spiritual maturity, so that the inner sins and faults and mistakes, the lusts that are in there, the pride, the anger, the envy, the jealousy, the slander, the gossip, the pride, the arrogance, the self-righteousness, and a variety of things are extracted through the healing hand of Christ. And blessed is the person who partakes of the sacrament of repentance and confession, to be able to be healed and fully healed. Christ also heals our insecurities. Everyone's got insecurities in life. There's no one who doesn't have any element, regardless of their age or spiritual maturity. Okay? And St. Paul tells us this: for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind to overcome our insecurities. And Christ desires to work in us, to shape us, to heal us, that we have high self-esteem and high self-confidence. He tells someone like Jeremiah, I know you're young, but you can't fulfill the message that I have for you. He tells someone like Elijah, who was very disillusioned after he had a big clash with Jezebel, that you can rise again and work and serve and fulfill my message in you. And he did. The Lord, these are beautiful words of the psalm. The Lord will perfect, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. In order to be able to overcome a variety of insecurities. Last point, because of time, is Christ heals a lot of addictions. And addictions is not just with drugs and alcohol and pornography and gambling and nicotine and cigarettes, etc. It's also technology, which is a major beast, which is really, really destroying many of us individually and as families and as communities. We would like to, from today, ask each and every one of you, young and old, that you would keep Sunday, today the day of the Lord, as a technology-free day, starting from this Sunday. And 6 days of a lot of technology, and Sunday will be a technology-free day. Do you guys agree with that? Can we do that? Do I need to put a poster up outside and on the front saying, Sunday, technology-free day? Okay. But we need to. We've got to get off completely. Christ can heal us. We've got to get off our phones. We have to get off our iPads and get off our PCs, etc. We've got to get off all these technological gadgets. We need to use them, but they will never use us. You guys agree? And if the Son has made you free, then you are free indeed, all of us. And Christ heals us from our past wounds, because many are still in prison to the past. You have to let go of the past, and only Christ can do that for me and you. Must let go of hurtful words, hurtful situations of the past. Must let it go. Must. For your own well-being. It becomes a mental war you have all the time. Christ is our healer, and he says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be opened to you. Seek and you shall find, the famous Matthew 7:7. But you come, because he does heal the scars of yours and of those who are around you. And his spirit works abundantly in each and every one of us. Okay? And the words also of David when he says, the Lord heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. Okay? When you ask Christ, why did you come? He said, for a variety of reasons. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. But he also says this, reading from the book of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to do what? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Okay. I'm going to conclude with this little prayer. I hope you can identify where I'm getting this prayer from. Short prayer, it's in your Agabia. We say this to Christ. I come to you like the sick wishing to be healed. I come to you like the sick wishing to be healed, like the hungry seeking to be filled, like the thirsty to the springs of living waters, like the poor to the source of riches, the sinner to the Redeemer, like the dying to the origin of life. You are my salvation. You are my health, my life, and my strength. Where do I get that from? Anyone know? You should be able to know it straight away. No? No? I don't know. That little prayer, where did it come from? Yeah, I know. Of course it came from bigger. You get a half a mark. You get half. That's half the answer. And that's being a very liberal marker too. Where did that little prayer come from? Because we don't really pray with it much. It's a prayer after confession. And that's a major weakness at St. George. We don't live a life of repentance much. Okay? We talk about the Sabbath crackers, but we don't practice it much. Okay? The sacrament of repentance or confession. That's why we're not really acquainted with it. Okay? So we need to, during these apostles' fast, to come and, Lord, I ask you to heal me and heal those who are around me. And I ask you, Lord, that I do not cause any aggravation to any existing wounds in people. That I do not cause any aggravation to any existing wounds, but may be a beautiful Christian ambassador of healing. To God be glory and honor, now and forevermore. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.